When six men were arrested for allegedly plotting a terror attack against soldiers at Fort Dix earlier this month, it shocked the Muslim community in New Jersey, and more specifically, rocked the mosque where some of the men prayed. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Midday prayers often have thin attendance at the South Jersey Islamic Center in Palmyra. But since the arrest of Elvir, Shane, and Dryden Duca, the hundreds of congregants who used to show up for Friday evening prayers now number just dozens. Ismail Badat is Indian and helped found the mosque. He thinks his members are scared.
There may be a tendency to believe that we have been watched. It's possible that we have been watched. We don't know who comes here. I mean, the congregation is open to anybody. You can come and go as you like. So people may feel that they don't want to be involved, maybe.
Ismail Badat was walking the three Albanian brothers around the mosque just days before their arrest. He was pointing out spots in the plaster and on the roof that needed fixing. The brothers were going to start the work the following week. When they were arrested, Badat was stunned.
So they came, they prayed, and they left. And the question always remains, what they did outside these four walls, nobody knows.
Afshin Shamsi is with the New Jersey chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. She said that after the arrests, Muslims in New Jersey were blamed. When Badat's wife, Nadim, was a guest on a local radio station, someone called in and threatened to blow up the mosque. A short time later, a Muslim woman in South Jersey was beaten by a white man who called her a terrorist. He was later arrested. Neighbors who live close to the center asked the Badats to start screening visitors. Members are scared.
Every time a terrorist plot is averted, we breathe a sigh of relief because this is our country too and this is our home too, and we don't want to see it come to any harm. But, you know, this relief is immediately followed by fear that, there's going to be a reaction against the Muslim community.
Of course, the question everyone is asking is why. What motivated six young men to think they should attack soldiers at Fort Dix? Ismail and Nadim Badat say the fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq may well have been the trigger. The men tended to be quiet and kept to themselves, but they did talk about their frustration over the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
All I can think of is their aggravation and frustration because of Iraq and Afghanistan. That's the only thing I can think of. Although there's no reason whatsoever, no reason why they would be involved in any such thing. That's the only two things I could think of.
The one thing Ismail and Nadim Badat are sure is that the motivation for the alleged plot didn't come from their mosque. They have a policy. They don't talk about politics.
Our sermons actually are straightforward on religion only.
Only religion.
Do not diverge on politics or
world events.
World events. Just stick to religion.
So there's no reason for any encouragement to anybody as to what goes on in the world. So even if that were to frustrate them, it's upon them. It has nothing to do with the center.
In the meantime, the Badats are hoping that once the Fort Dix arrests fade from the headlines, members will start drifting back to the center for their daily prayers. Ismail Badat hopes attendance will improve after the summer holidays. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.